proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. I want to thank you for joining me. On today's program, I'd like to introduce you to a well-known Jewish believer in Jesus who influenced many Christians due to his ministry and testimony for the Lord. This is the true story of Hyman Appleman, taken from Famous Hebrew Christians, published here at IBJM. You may order your copy of this special book by calling 423-876-8150 or simply go online to ibjm.org. Now, let's begin. Hyman J. Appleman was a unique individual who was used of God in a special way. Perhaps during his time, no evangelist was better known around the world. He held thousands of meetings in America and many other countries and had great results. In his early ministry, he was aided by Dr. Jacob Gardenhouse, his friend, who saw great potential which led him into a worldwide ministry. Coming from an Orthodox Jewish background, Hyman was born in Russia on January 7, 1902, and in 1914 he came to the United States. Although young Hyman attended synagogue three times a year, he was not very religious. He, of course, had never been in contact with Christianity. He found himself in an unhappy state, working day and night, often exhausted. He sought amusement in the nightclubs. A nervous breakdown followed, and for weeks could do nothing. On a doctor's advice, he took a vacation to Kansas City, Missouri, staying in a rabbi's home. Now, about 3 o'clock in the morning, he checked into a YMCA there and slept until noon. The next day, which was Saturday, he decided not to bother the rabbi on Sabbath, so he wandered about the city. Upon his return to the YMCA, he heard several men arguing and soon became involved in it. Afterward, Hyman went upstairs and prepared for bed. Then, a man named Daly knocked on his door. He was a Christian and had been in on the argument earlier that night. For about an hour, Mr. Daly witnessed to Appleman. It was the first time anyone had talked to him about Jesus Christ. Afterward, he saw a Gideon Bible by his bed and opened it. He remembered hearing someone say to read the Gospel of John. He read some of it and then went to sleep. The next morning, a man stopped by his room and asked if he would attend Sunday school with him at a local church. "I didn't go to Sunday school. I'm a Jew," he replied. But the man convinced him. Hyman endured the service but understood little of what was going on. After this, he went to the home of the rabbi and stayed several days. In 1925, Appleman went to Denver, Colorado. While there, he recalled the words of Mr. Daly about Jesus. He did not feel well, so he asked someone at the YMCA to recommend a doctor. A man suggested he might go across the street and see a pastor, Dr. James E. Davis. He walked across the street and met the pastor, who welcomed him into his study. Hyman said, "I need medical treatment, and at the YMCA, they said you had some good doctors in your church." Davis told him he didn't need a doctor, but needed Jesus Christ. "I'm a Jew. I don't need Jesus," he said. But Davis got a Bible and read the story of Jesus and his death on the cross. He asked Hyman if he would accept Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. Finally, he prayed from his heart to the Lord to save him. Appleman felt a great deliverance, and that a heavy burden had been lifted from him. Hyman Appleman was only 23 years old at this time, but his life had been drastically changed. Over the years, he circled the globe many times and was unsurpassed as an evangelist during his lifetime. Dr. Appleman cooperated with Jewish mission organizations and for a few years was even on the advisory board here at International Board of Jewish Missions. He was active in the International Hebrew Christian Alliance, serving as its president, as did his old friend Dr. Jacob Gardenhouse. Together, they conducted a number of evangelistic campaigns, the largest being in Mexico City, where many souls were won to Christ. Dr. Hyman Appleman kept preaching the gospel until he was called home to be with the Lord on May 27th of 1983, at the age of 81. Truly, Dr. Hyman Appleman's life was a testimony to the great way in which God can use a Jewish believer. Now, I hope you have been blessed by this testimony, which is an excerpt from the book Famous Hebrew Christians, published here at International Board of Jewish Missions. You can obtain your copy for this special book by contacting us here at IBJM, and I know that this book will be a blessing to you, as it has been to me. Again, if you'd like to hear this program again or any of our other archive programs, in fact, share this with a friend even, you can go to ibjm.org and listen to it there. Thank you and God bless. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.